Rules that would prohibit vaping in public places in the largest city in western Massachusetts are being considered by public health officials. The Springfield Public Health Council on July 18th is scheduled to take up a proposed regulation governing vaping, which involves the use of devices such as e-cigarettes that heat liquid to produce a vapor containing nicotine.
The regulation would prohibit vaping wherever cigarette smoke is not allowed.
The city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Colton-Harris, said the regulation, if adopted, would ban vaping in all indoor public spaces, including bars and restaurants, and in many outdoor spaces, such as public parks. Massachusetts state law mandates a tobacco smoke-free work environment, but so far the legislature has left it up to local governments and private entities to decide what to do about vaping. The Massachusetts House has approved a bill that would raise the age for purchasing both tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. The impetus for Springfield to suddenly act on vaping regulations is the pending opening of the MGM Casino. While tobacco smoking is to be restricted to 5 designated outdoor areas in the 14.5-acre resort gambling complex, vaping will be allowed inside the casino, according to MGM Springfield Vice President and General Counsel Seth Stratton.
That's our intent currently, but we're going to continue to look at it, you know, before opening. We don't want to tie our hands early on, but we generally, activities that are permitted that don't conflict with our business, we generally allow our patrons to engage in.
Springfield City Councilor Mike Fenton, who chairs the Casino Oversight Committee, said he considers vaping to be a nuisance.
My position is that vaping should not be allowed in the casino except in the designated smoking areas, which are outside, making it no different than any other public establishment in the city.
Colton Harris said the proposed vaping regulations are not targeting any specific entity, such as the casino.
The Public Health Council is looking at this as a public health issue. We are concerned about the fact that there are different delivery systems as far as vaping is concerned, and some of them do contain carcinogens.
If the Public Health Council adopts the proposed regulation, the City Council would have to set fines for violations before the new vaping rules could be enforced. City Councilor Jesse Letterman said he'll schedule a meeting of the Health and Human Services Committee, which he chairs, to look at the vaping issue.
And those fines will either be determined by state statute or by looking at what is the norm across the Commonwealth. But we'll make a determination based on the facts that we're able to glean during a hearing.
The casino is scheduled to open August 24th. It's unclear if new vaping regulations could be in place by then. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.